Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidnell-Reed, and our guest this week, writer of paranormal romance, Maya Tyler. Taking a vampire's tale as an example, would it be true to say that fantasy in the fairy tale sense plays a very important role in your books? For instance, is your vampire story anchored to a story about ordinary people?
Yes, fantasy definitely plays an important role in my book, A Vampire's Tale. Vampires and wizards are among the cast of characters, not exactly the kind of people you'd find living next door. Yet, I do make a connection between them and regular people. My supernatural characters exhibit ordinary qualities and instincts, morality, survival, love, jealousy, anger. And I hope this attribution to humanity makes these characters more relatable to my readers. Mm-hmm. So not particularly any person, but just aspects of humanity in general.
Right. Okay, so you advertise your stories as paranormal romances with a twist. Now, tell us, what sort of twists do you use?
Well, definitely creative plot twists to keep my readers on their toes. I want, when someone reads my book, I want them to question everything they think they know. So you think you know something, and then all of a sudden it kind of turns, the tables get turned, and you realize that you didn't know anything at all. And I'll use my first book, Dream Hunter, as an example. The entire story was a dream. My main character is asleep, but she thinks she's awake. And the readers think she's awake too, until the point in the story where she actually wakes up. And then you realize that everything she's been doing was in a very real dream.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Obviously, with twists to think about as well as the main plot, I'd like to know where your ideas come from and how you develop them.
Well, a lot of them do come from my own experiences. So not necessarily that I've met a vampire, but the heroine in my story, Marissa, actually leaves a good job to pursue her love of writing. Mm-hmm. And it's against her parents and her friends, and she doesn't have very much support in doing that. And I think that comes from a lot of
your own personal experience.
Well, and a lot of people actually are in jobs that they are not satisfied in. Mm. And they do it for money and not for love. And wouldn't it be nice if we could do something that we love for a job?
Sure. So. Well, but it often does involve stepping out there.
Yes, absolutely. It's risk-taking. It's going against society. And the parallel between Marissa and Corgan is he also is outside society. Mm-hmm. He is.
Yeah. So, but do you feel you took a risk with, do you have another job besides writing?
Yes. It's, the risk in writing, I think, is in opening yourself up to rejection. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the hardest things about it. And it's more of, you've written it. It's special to you, and sharing it with the world is like sharing a part of yourself that you usually keep secret.
Right.
It's personal, right?
Yes. Okay. Tell me, do you think you're going to ever try another genre?
I have considered it. Paranormal romance kind of found me, and because it's so connected to other genres, I can see easily regrouping into another. I've considered writing a young adult fantasy. My boys, who are 9 and 7, actually read fantasy chapter books right now, and they ask me to write something for them, so we'll mm-hmm. see. And I'm working on a few other things that are paranormal romance related, but I also started to write a nonfiction current affairs piece. So that's a little bit out in left field, but something that I'm pursuing.
Sure. Well, it's good to try other things, isn't it?
Diversify.
Not necessarily, but to try them out at least.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so how about reading us some more? From The Vampire's Tale, is it? Okay.
Yes. I have another excerpt from A Vampire's Tale. And so At this point in the story, Marissa has discovered that her association with Corgan the vampire has put her life in danger. And she doesn't actually realize the extent to the danger. He's hidden it from her to this point. So I'll begin. She glared at him. "Why am I not safe?" She pushed away her empty plate. "You have a healthy appetite, love." He flashed a suggestive look, sending shivers down her spine all the way to her toes. But she would not let him distract her from her questions. "Corgan, tell me why I'm not safe." "Oh, little one." He scooped her into his arms and settled her on his lap, in the chair before she blinked her eyes. He buried his face into her hair. "It's all my fault." "What's your fault?" "The connection of past and future, the path we are traveling on, they all lead to..." Marissa felt Corgan's intense pain and saw the gray gravestone marker in his mind, the one marked with her name on it. "Our blood bond puts you at risk. My enemies will be able to track you and hunt you down. The only way I can ensure your absolute safety is to claim you." His grip on her tightened. "What's a claiming? Why isn't that an option?" "If I claim you, you will die." Tension and fear gripped every pore of her body. "Either way, I die?" Jumping out of his lap, she shrieked. "What did you think would happen? You saw this in a vision and did nothing to stop it? You still introduced yourself to me? Embedded yourself in my life? Made me care for you? Made me..." She choked on her words. "So I have the choice of being hunted down by your enemies and killed, or letting you claim me and dying. How? By some mysterious, less painful way?" He held his hand out to her. "I can see you're upset." "Damn straight I'm upset. We will find a way to make things right." He waved his hand in the air. "You are calm now. There's no need to be alarmed." "Yeah, that's not going to work on me, mister." She tapped her foot impatiently. "Aren't we beyond mind tricks?" Corgan sighed, and his face drooped. He looked so abandoned, like he'd lost everything. Her stomach flipped and rolled. "Maybe I overreacted. Okay, so claiming seems like the best option. How does that work?" "It's very similar to a human marriage ceremony." "You're proposing marriage?" she shrieked. "We just met, like a week ago." "You met me only recently, but I have known you for years," he replied. "Oh, semi-creepy. Not sure how I should take that." "Now quiet your mind, little one, and I'll show you what I mean." In a dimly lit room, she saw a high altar and three people. A man dressed in robes, she assumed the priest, stood in the middle with a man and woman kneeling in front of him. The man stood, helping the woman up. The priest produced a gold chalice, an ancient-looking dagger. The bride and groom extended their arms, and the priest slashed their wrists with one efficient cut. The man's fangs extended with a hiss while the woman caressed his arm. The blood from their wrists dripped into the chalice. The priest set the dagger down and offered the chalice to the groom. He drank quickly and passed it to his bride. After drinking, she handed the chalice back to the priest. Some words were spoken in the strange language Corgan often used. Then the bride and groom kissed as blood dripped down their arms. The desire between them was apparent, the exchange of blood seemingly an aphrodisiac. After a quick nod from the priest, the couple circled around and disappeared in a puff of smoke. It seemed like a symbolic and ancient ritual, made in blood, sealed with the mating. She and Corgan had shared blood, but she didn't know if she was ready to take the next step. Typically, she overthought relationships, and pretty much everything else, to the point where there was no more relationship. Apparently, no move is as wrong a move as the wrong move. She just didn't want to do anything she would regret later in life. This step they were contemplating, well, it seemed a bit fast for her, propelling her into uncharted territory.
Thank you, Maya. But you do have a happily ever after.
Absolutely. I have to have a happily ever after.
Well, I hope it works out well down towards the end. Okay, many thanks to Maya Tyler, author of a number of paranormal romance novels. Where can readers buy your books, Maya?
My books are available online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, iBooks, and Smashwords. And you can find the details on my website, www.mayatylerauthor.com.
Okay. So, to connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for who we might interview in future programs to our website, wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. We love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our shows. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you'll join us for another program next week on Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio.